We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Friday to you today, Brevard County. We hope that you have had a glorious week. Today, I'm going to be bringing you a message. Hopefully, it's going to be a challenging message for you. If you come and you all you do is hear something and it just leaves you with a pat on the head, you know, pats on the head have never really worked too well for me. I mean, I like attaboys just as well as anybody. But you know what really does work for me is when I leave with a challenge, or when I leave with some correction or an opportunity that is there. And so today, hopefully, I'm going to be sharing with you a divine privilege that God has brought into your life and my life. And so we look forward to that today. I do want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321, okay, 321-632-9538. A couple of weeks ago, I got a message, a few weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, where somebody was trying to reach the people at Wyrick Air. And I've just said it so much that I don't even give any consideration to the fact that you might not know how to look up their information apart from the radio broadcast. So let me tell you how this is spelled. It's Wyrick, Weirich, Wyrick Air, and their phone number is 321-632-9538. And please, if your AC is not working and you're here in Brevard County, give them a call. They will treat you honestly. They will treat you fairly. They will get you up and running as quickly as they possibly can. I don't remember who it was. I was listening to someone, and they were having a conversation, and it was going to be like 3 weeks or so before their AC company could get out there and get them fixed up. You know, I feel bad for the people who are still needing roofs repaired. My kids make fun of the way that I say that, whose roofs have not been repaired since the hurricane last year. I feel bad for them because you don't want your roof leaking for any length of time, much less nearly a year. But you can deal with that. There are ways you can deal with that and minimize the damage. But when you're talking about air conditioning, it is, if it's not working, I can guarantee you it is hot in your house most of the time. There is just not a lot of ways that you can cool it down without air conditioning. I will tell you this, when we first moved into the pastorate at Merritt Assembly of God, we lived in the upstairs portion of the fellowship hall. It's now where our offices are. And there was no air conditioning. There were a whole bunch of air conditioners in that building, but none of them worked. And the church didn't have any money, and we didn't have any money. and nobody had ever told me, well, you know, you could ask the district to loan you some money. Nobody ever mentioned that to me. We just decided that we were going to trust God. And, so we endured, and about the time it got to July, and, you know, here we are July the 20th. I don't remember what part of July it was, but I came home and my wife said, we are going to buy an air conditioner tonight. The church still didn't have any money. Our total church income that first year was like $13,000. And I think the electric bill in the summertime was running $600 to $700 a month. And, you know, so that, I mean, that was just a huge portion of our income every month at the church. We had no salary or anything like that. And so we said, well, we'll go down and we will buy the biggest window unit that we can buy. And, we got it to plugged in and, you know, we were able to survive and get through. And, now it's got central heat and air and all that sort of stuff. It's, you know, a much, much nicer facility than it was back then. But all of that to say this, if you do not have air conditioning and you don't have anybody to come fix it, call the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. Get them out there. Take a look at that so they can get you up and running. I don't know if you know this or not, but we live in a sin-sick world. We live in a world where people are obsessed with their sin. They're proud of their sin, embrace their sin, looking to get better at sinning. You know, I tell people how... You know, how many of you were professional sinners? I mean, you were really good at it. And it's not something that we want to be proud of. It's something that we want to let people know that no matter how deeply entrenched in sin you are, God's able to reach down and get you out. In Daniel chapter 5, we're going to find a king who is really deeply entrenched in sin. And here he crosses a line. Okay. You know, people say, well, you don't want to do, you better not do this. And then they do that. Well, now you've got to either say, you know, hey, you've gone too far, or you've got to draw another line. Well, God, in this case here with, Belshazzar, the king, he said, you've crossed a line. And in the midst of his crossing the line, there was a tremendous asset that God had strategically placed in his kingdom by the name of Daniel. And he was unaware of what a special gift from God Daniel was. My challenge to you today is that we will be the strategically placed men and women of God that Daniel was, so that, that every business, every home, every neighborhood, every family has a Daniel that is there to function the way that Daniel did. Let me read to you for a while so that you can get an understanding of this. Verse number 1, Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of the 1,000. While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines, might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God which had been in Jerusalem, and the kings and his lords and his wives and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance changed and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. I just think of some of those classic cartoon series whenever I see that. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck. He shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, his countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall, the queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Verse number 14, I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you, that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. That was Daniel's reputation. I pray that the listeners to the Refresh Radio program here, that you and I will be people of a stellar spiritual reputation. Daniel had been a young man. He was living his life. Everything was going according to plan. And then all of a sudden, one day, was carried off to Babylon as a prisoner of war. And everybody was saying, don't worry, it'll just be a couple of years. It'll be a couple of years. Jeremiah comes along and he prophesies and he says, no, it's going to be 70 years. 70 years before they come. Jeremiah chapter 29. You can look at that. Everybody focuses on verse number 11. I know the plans for you, the plans to do you good, to prosper you, and all of that. But that was a message of instruction and wisdom and knowledge to the people who were in Babylon, and say, and the challenge was this: increase there, do not decrease. Increase, do not decrease. Do not shrink back from your relationship with God. Do not let your spiritually best days be behind you. Let them be in front of you. Let your best days of influence be coming in the days ahead. And so Daniel becomes aware of this prophecy, and he continues to serve. He serves under Nebuchadnezzar. He serves under Belshazzar. He serves under Cyrus and Darius, the kings of the Medes and the Persians, who come in and conquer at the end of this. And Daniel was a man who was strategically placed by God. Do you realize that it was because of Daniel that in chapter 4 we have a chapter of the written word of God, the holy word of God, where the Holy Spirit moved upon prophets of old so that they wrote down the scriptures? Daniel chapter 4 is written by none other than Nebuchadnezzar himself, the king, who had Daniel as a servant to him. He found none other could compare to Daniel. And Nebuchadnezzar ended up having a very humbling but a very enlightening encounter with God because Daniel was strategically placed. And Daniel was a man of prayer. So let's look at this, because the God who strategically placed Daniel strategically places me, strategically places you, and every business, every jail cell, every prison, I believe, needs to have a worker, an employee, an owner that is strategically placed to make an impact on their community, just the same as Daniel did. So let's look at some of the things that it says about Daniel. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. You know, my wife, she knows that by the time I get done preaching on Sunday morning, that I'm going to be going and I'm going to be speaking to people. I'm going to be fellowshipping with them. I'm going to be greeting visitors and seeing, talking to people. And so she does something that others might not see her do very often, but that's just because she loves me and she loves them. Before I go and greet the people, she will come and she will give me a mint to make sure that the breath that impacts the people that I'm communicating with, that it's not offensive, but it is something that they're going to be able to focus on what I say, not on how bad my breath is. That's what happens with Daniel here. Daniel is recognized as a man in whom is the spirit of the holy God. So that when Daniel spoke, the breath that came from him was a breath of authority. It was a word that when it came forth from him, you knew it wasn't coming from his carnal nature. It was coming from the throne room of heaven. And folks, I believe that we need people who are filled with the Holy Ghost just as much now as Babylon did then. Do you realize how terrifying it is to the world, to the secular world, to think that there are people who are actually filled with the Spirit of the living God? It terrifies them. They want to, there are some segments that want to label people who claim to be Pentecostal as mentally ill, unfit for serving in the government. And you know what the Babylonian government did? They said, you know what? We don't just need an average, ordinary man for this day and time. We need a person in whom we need a Pentecostal believer. That's what we need. We need somebody who knows God, who hears from God, and speaks with the authority of the Spirit of God. That's what we need in this community. And I pray that there will be people listening to this program, that you will be that strategic person in the community of influence that you have. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom were found in him. The wisdom like God. So, strategically placed person of God. If people were to come to you, would they see the lightness in you, or would they see the darkness in you? Would they be able to say, you know what? This is a guy who has understanding, has an understanding of God, has an understanding of people, has an understanding of the problems that we have, has an understanding of the solution that we have. It understands the process of getting in touch with God. Would we be able to say that? Because it's not just light and light exclusively where you walk into the room. It wasn't just Moses being radiant after being in the presence of God that came down, that impacted the people. He came down and then all of a sudden he spoke into their life. If Daniel just walked into the room and all of a sudden the spotlight's like a Hollywood movie are shining upon him, I'm here. That's not going to do anything. Daniel was also known to be a person of understanding. And all you're getting, the scripture says, get understanding. There is so much information that is out there on the internet, through libraries, textbooks, YouTube videos, so much information that is out there. You and I can avail ourselves and increase our understanding at any given point in time, and much of it is for free. Do you realize that we pay people to make us do things that we could do on our own for free? We will respond to them because I made a decision earlier this year. I said, I'm going to shell out some some money. It wasn't a large sum of money, but I'm going to shell out some money because I want to do away with an excuse for not doing something. I want to say, you know what? I'm going to go do that because I've already paid for that to happen. Do you realize that many colleges are offering their courses online for free? Now, will that get you a diploma? No, it won't get you the diploma. But you know what? I'm not after the diploma. I'm after the information. I'm after the understanding. Many people in government circles don't have the understanding that God wants to bestow upon us. They just want to keep talking about the problem and talking about the problem. I don't know about you, but sooner or later, if you're in a business meeting and the talk has gone on long enough, there is a procedure in the Roberts Rules of Order playbook that says somebody can vocalize and say this word, question. And when they are doing that, they are calling for the question. The chair will at that point in time acknowledge that the question has been called. He will then say that someone has called for the question and is there a second? And if there's a second, it says all in favor of ending discussion and calling for action to be taken place, say aye, and opposed, same sign. And if more people are in favor of the question being resolved than justice and talk to death, at that point in time, they put an end to the discussion, they take a vote, and they take action on the problem. We have serious issues, and a lot of people make a living off of talking about the problem. I've heard, seen comic strips about scientists, and he says, I've discovered a cure for an incurable disease. And a colleague will say, well, let me tell you what happens if you come up with a cure for an incurable disease. Your funding goes away. And all of a sudden the guy says, I have a really strong lead on a possible treatment for this disease. And then that causes the funding to come in. In the Middle East right now, they have been talking and talking and talking. And if you think that you've come to a resolution, well, guess what? That means that a lot of the influence that people have gained is going to go away with. It's the same thing in our political realm. There are things that are talked to death. It's time that the people of God be the people of solutions. The Father, in him, the days of your Father, light and understanding and wisdom dwelt in him. Verse number 12 says, inasmuch as he had an excellent spirit. And I never want to get away from that. Listen, the world has one definition of excellence. I have a different understanding of excellence. Okay. You may not, I don't know, maybe your church does. Our church does not have the bank balance that Walt Disney World has. So there are some things that we are not going to be able to achieve because we do not have the financial reserves that they've got. So if theirs is the definition of excellence, I'm never going to measure up to that. For me, the definition of excellence is, am I making the most out of the opportunity given the resources that I have? Am I constantly making improvements? You know, you can have an excellent spirit that doesn't depend upon your bank balance. Whatever your job is at work, do it with excellence. Do it with integrity. Do it with character. Because if we've got light but we're going to be shoddy in our work so that somebody has to come along behind us and repair what we did badly, that's not going to reflect well in the long run. So the things that I do, I want to do them with excellence because, call it maybe just a little bit of wisdom as I get a little older. I don't want to have to do them again. I want to do them. I want to do them well so that I don't have to come in. I saw a documentary one time where they poured they were building a bridge and they poured these pillars and they used the wrong concrete in them, and they had to go in there with jackhammers and jackhammer all of the concrete out. And these were not short. These were bridge pillars. They were, 70, 80, 90 feet tall, and they had to go in and jackhammer out all of that insufficient concrete so that the right concrete could be poured. I don't want to do that. I want to do it the best that I can, as soon as I can. So it says, this is Nebuchadnezzar's wife says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel. Wouldn't it be phenomenal if every workplace, every neighborhood had a Daniel, a person that says, you know what? There's light in you. I can tell that the Spirit of God resides in you. You have understanding because of your relationship with God. You have wisdom. You have knowledge. The things that you do well, you do with excellence. And you have the ability to explain things. You know what? When those principles are in operation in your life, in my life, and in our churches, we're going to be able to solve problems that nobody else will be able to solve. Nobody else could read the writing on the wall. Daniel walked in and says, "Let me explain to you what is going on here." It says, this inscription is Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. It says, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Daniel basically came in and said, King, when you brought out those things that were reserved for the temple of God and you used them for your own pleasures, you crossed a line. You've been weighed in the balance. Your kingdom has been numbered. It's finished. And the Medes and the Persians are coming. Verse number 30 says this, that very night Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. My challenge for you and for me and for our church is, let's be a Daniel, a person in whom is the light, the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and the excellence to be able to explain to people what's going on in this day and time. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To be a man for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.